Blog Talk Radio.
Genius. I will say that when people, I wonder why two scenarios keep happening with the public about Prince. Just one, okay. Why do they keep mentioning Michael Jackson when Prince? I know they were 80s rivals of Michael Jackson. Was unquestionably the biggest star in the 80s, and Prince was probably up there with them, in the top five, top three biggest artists of the 80s, but they're different. I think Michael Jackson was more of a song dance man in the form of Frank Sinatra and Elvis Presley. Prince was a musician. He was a singer, but he was a musician. Like, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Page, or something like that. You know, when Prince, you know, Prince is one of the greatest guitarists of all time. And what's so good about him, you know, is that he played rock and roll, but he played funk, he played R&B, he played pop and dance. He, I mean, he really mixed it all together. He was a great artist. But when I look at how great of a guitar player he is, I think that's just a small part of what Prince really is. I think he's like Mozart, you know, like when he played all the instruments, you know. He can play piano, he can play drums, he can play, you know, piano, keyboard, same thing, drums, bass, guitar, and 27 instruments. On his first two albums, he played pretty much everything, including all the instruments I just mentioned. He was a protege. He's really gifted, beyond gifted. I don't think perhaps no one in the industry can play as many instruments as Prince and arranged and produce and write the music. So that in itself, he's unquestionably a one-man band, you know. But however, how he died, it doesn't matter. I also like his songwriting because it was not ordinary, you know. You know, it's one thing to play all the instruments and write music, but it's another thing to make good music, and he pretty much did a lot of the time, you know, unusual music. You know, he mixes different sounds with beats and add a rock guitar to R&B or have a rock song where he don't, you know, like with Doves Cry. There's no bass in that song. So he does things differently. And, well, he would be one of the greatest artists of all time, you know. As with Michael Jackson, you know, he's always going to be remembered. So salute to Prince, you know. Because I think that, you know, this is a story of how dreams came true. No matter what happened, you know, how he ended his life, his dream became true, and he deserved it because he was a gifted, one of the most gifted musicians that made it to fame ever, you know. And we perhaps won't see anything like this, you know, in 100 years, or I don't think there's very few people who can play 27 instruments. And produce and write so many songs on his own. So that's all I have to say. You know, heaven blessed the goodness, and I think I'm sure he's blessed. Wherever he is, may he rest at peace.